sounds very odd and capitalist and soy obsessed, and I suspect he didn't offer milk for coffees.
It's certainly true that he was virulently anti-cow. So, I mean, where did you get to?
I got to virulently anti-cow. That was the bit that Armando didn't challenge that you'd just given away there.
Right.
That's what's happened there.
You see, I think I've ruined the format here by taking a generous inference from what you said. Were you saying that he hated milk or that he only served coffee, Armando?
I'm saying that...
Oh, yeah. Facts are on the table.
Well done, Columbo.
No, I'm saying, and I think the records will show this, if you dig out the archive or play this programme back, I'm saying that he was anti-cow.
You're saying that now, Armando.
Yeah.
I think you were buzzing to say that Henry Ford only served black coffee.
But that's not true. That bit isn't true.
Which I don't
that
think
bit
is
I'm
true.
Made up.
But I'm just about to say that.
Well, I don't know, David. You know, I don't know, because really... you saying the right thing at this point
just
is in question.
For better or worse, I am sort of in charge of this. So
Clegg defence.
Feeble leadership is better than no leadership at all. Stop buzzing at non-buzzing times. I'm going to have to find a way of disabling this machine when I don't want people using it. I'm not going to give you the point on this occasion, Armando.
Shall we all start humming as well? Yeah. We seem to have a supply chairman today. Yeah.
Well, look, if you don't start behaving,
it's
we won't...
David.
We're not going to play The Unbelievable Truth at all. Just for that, it's double quote-unquote. Right, so now I'm not going to give you the point, Armando, and at this rate of my making decisions, it'll only be another nine-hour show. Chris.
The cow must go, declared Ford, describing them the toss bags of the prairies and great big mooing benders.
Armando.
I think it's true that he hated cows.
Well done, Armando. Well spotted there. That's excellent knowledge of the historical character Henry Ford displayed there.
Yeah, wherever did you learn that, Armando?
Yeah.
Off the radio.
And we're not even listening to it.
Carry on, Chris.
Ford had a lifelong obsession with dental hygiene. He brushed his teeth at least seven times every day and kept a toothbrush in his desk, onto which he placed a picture of Adolf Hitler, because, claimed Ford, his moustache served as a reminder to clean his teeth.
Rufus.
I actually think I know that Henry Ford did have a picture of Hitler on his desk.
You do know that, and it's true. Yeah. Well done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Henry Ford was, in fact, a generous contributor to the Nazi movement. Just to put that into historical context, the now discredited Nazi movement.
Coincidentally, Hitler kept a picture of Ford on his desk because it reminded him to get the car MOT'd.
Thank you, Chris. So, Chris, at the end of that round, you've managed, despite my efforts, to smuggle two truths past the rest of the panel, which are that Henry Ford kept Thomas Edison's last breath in a test tube.
No way.
The test tube was sent to Henry Ford by Thomas Edison's son, Charles, and can be seen today in the Henry Ford Museum. Well, that sounds like it's worth a trip. And the other truth is that Hitler was also a great admirer of Henry Ford and kept a framed photo of him in his office. That's all nice, isn't it? And Ford is the only American referred to in Mein Kampf. Chris, that means you've scored 2 points. In 1888, Ford married Clara Bryant. She demanded he make her an honest woman, as she was sick of being referred to as the Ford Escort. Hitler was a great admirer of Ford and even adopted his famous motto, mirror, signal, brutally annex and repress. Okay, we now turn to Susan Kalman. Susan's new Edinburgh show is about reaching 35 and being halfway through your life, which, as she's Scottish, may be a little optimistic. Your subject, Susan, is biscuits, small, flat-baked items of confectionery, usually containing fat, flour and sugar. Fingers on buzzers, everyone else. Off you go, Susan.
When biscuits were first invented, many people refused to eat them because they believed that they were...